Okay, I'm going to introduce the lady who is going to host our program for the first few minutes, Lenore Harris, from the Fresno area of California. Lenore?
Thank you, Donna. Tonight, we're honored to hear from beloved Saint Germain, the hierarch of the seventh age of the Aquarian Age, who is raising the bar for what he expects of us, plus sharing how we can be victorious despite the increased chaos, challenges, and uncertainty of today. At the end of the class in 75 minutes, please stay to hear announcements and ask any questions or share any insights or experiences that you may have if you'd like, and stay for prayer requests for yourself, your family, or friends, or simply to join us in prayer. I'd like to give now the mission and vision statement for the Heart Center. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision: we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now, if you would please take out the invitation that you received and look for the prayer that is on that invitation, we'd like to give that together. So together, let us pray. In the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we call to beloved Saint Germain and Portia, thanking you and all who work with you for filling us with your light and with your six-pointed star in seven dimensions of being tonight. Thank you for helping us in our trek upward to be fully aligned with God and his plan for our blessed earth. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael and your legions, for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically in our phone conference. Help us as we follow the way of truth. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for truth and who hunger for more enlightenment. Amen. Now let us sing together the sung version of prayer 70.011. If you have the prayer book, and you should have either received this by snail mail or email. And as we sing this, let us visualize each of us in our homes surrounded by angels of freedom singing along with us. Feel their love lifting us up and invigorating us. So let us sing 70.011.
Recording in progress.
Upon the earth today, we hear your angels' holy song, now wafting from above. The violet light is blazing bright through hearts of fire with love. O Saint Germain and Portia dear, today we take a stand. Let cosmic mercy, love, compassion flow throughout the land. The golden age is dawning now, and freedom is our goal. Oh, blaze the violet fire to all, to every heart and soul. O Saint Germain and Portia dear, the seventh age is here.
Okay, now we're going to have our very excellent heart stream tonight by Saint Germain just a couple of weeks ago, and he does challenge us. So listen carefully and take any notes if you'd like. But you know, when the masters challenge us, they always have promises of help, and they tell us that. So be encouraged, and we have other things we will be sharing later on about more ways to help yourself. So let's go.
Fiery hearts of love, fortitude of will, strength of heart, and clarity of mind lead to the most optimal results in all your affairs. The revolution in higher consciousness, begun in 1976, 200 years after your Declaration of Independence, is accelerating and coming to a head. Now a divinely inspired resolution unto God consciousness is required for America to survive as the land of the free and home of the brave, the land of liberty that your founders envisioned.
And I'm going to call on Dwyn. She's going to share with us what it means to have a divinely inspired resolution unto God consciousness daily. Because Saint Germain tells us this is required in order for America to survive. So, Dwyn, take it away.
Thank you, Donna. Well, what does it mean to have a divinely inspired resolution unto divine consciousness daily? To me, it means choosing to keep God centered in my thoughts, feelings, and actions, moment by moment, with the intention and determination to pray, meditate, give service, and study daily. Why is this required in order for America to survive? Where America goes, so goes the world. We call for the return to God government as our founding fathers brought forth in our Constitution and the protection of our four sacred freedoms. Why is this especially essential for heart friends now? As we choose to be awake and God conscious in a moment by moment opportunity, we grow and our expressions may more naturally grow into positive experiences. And we find ourselves moving through our day with more positive thoughts, feelings, and words being expressed, and our actions reflecting this growing joy and fruitful outlet for giving and serving. As heart friends, we move with God intent to serve the light in souls and to assist our nation and the planet. We have the teachings and moral responsibility, and as we study, pray, meditate, and offer ourselves to be available to the angels and masters to serve and assist souls on the path, we are given greater insights and attainment, support, God direction as we pray, meditate, and take action on the issues God brings before us. We are entering the Aquarian age of a higher frequency, and many souls will require support and understanding in the traditional initiations of the vibrations increase, and which may bring up untransmutated energies, which could be challenging to souls who do not understand how or why they are experiencing amplification of their negative psychology, which could be challenging. We are to observe and be on guard and maintain harmony, peace, faith, trust, knowing God is in charge. Why is this especially essential for heart friends now? All souls succeed in their initiation. The forces working against the light lose momentum, and the light bearers win their victory. This is why we came into embodiment. And that's what I have. Thank you.
Dwyn, yes, you're so right. This is why we came into embodiment. This is why we are here, and we are all finding ourselves and others throughout our country being more and more challenged by some of the stuff that we're going to talk about later. So go ahead, Bill.
when your principles and values, when your mores are attacked, what should you do? Cave in? Accede to these detractors? Nay, stand firm in the light of truth, in the light of justice, in the light of freedom, to defend what you know to be good, righteous, and pure. Resolve to involve yourself in God's affairs, wherever they may take you, even to other climes, and even to uncomfortable situations that will test your mettle and require you to rise into a new level of God consciousness and solar awareness.
Now I'm going to ask Donna Dreegan, when we see our values, beliefs, and reasons for being attacked in the mainstream media or by friends, neighbors, or relatives, how should we deal with these detractors? What do the masters want us to do? Donna?
All right. Well, as they said, stand firm in the light and don't argue if it's with someone who is obviously on the far side, who is a friend or a relative or a stranger. If you think you cannot discuss things normally without argument and, you know, difficulty, you know, possibly even fighting about it, remove yourself if this happens, but work for what you believe, volunteer for helping. But if you are of a different consciousness, the levels, if the people are wanting to argue about this and they cannot see that, you are at a different conscious level. You're not better than anybody, but you're at a different conscious level. But you can do the violet flame calls. You can transmute your karma and theirs. You can also send angels to work with them and visualize what you want to happen and what you can do to help. You can also go to our CS calls on songs and prayers on our broadcast page on the home at the top, and go to some of those CS calls like CS71 mega call, fiats, like one of them. There are three there to Maximus Miracle Matrix, and ask for help there. So you can do that way. And also, of course, keep your peace and harmony. Avoid, as Saint Germain says, being preachy. And in our scriptures, they give us, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. You're so right. Saint Germain also said, and don't be peachy, which makes me think that we kind of fold and act overly sweet and make people think that maybe we agree with them when we really don't. So we can't be dishonest. But as Donna said, we need to be loving and careful, as she mentioned. So now we'll go on.
The price of freedom is vigilance over tyranny of all forms. Only the vigilant will ultimately become victors. First, through their victory over their lesser self, the human ego, and all of its reactivity to the light of oneness and truth. As victors, you will then demonstrate the way to true freedom, to unheralded liberty within God's will, and you will have the divine license to pursue your complete union with your source, the Father Mother of all that is. It has been said that when things get tough, the tough get going. Well, right now, you all require a new level of spiritual toughness that arises from your commitment to love at all costs, to remain fixated on God and affixed to all truth, virtue, and the justice of righteousness. Only the intrepid will ascend to experience complete union with the Divine One. Only the virtuous will lead others to their own eternal freedom and the light of the presence.
What is an example of being able to love at all costs and to remain fixated on godliness 24/7? Why does doing the opposite keep us from having vigilance over tyranny? And what is personal tyranny as opposed to national tyranny? I'm going to call on Sharon to give us the answers to all of that. It's pretty powerful stuff. So Sharon, take it away.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. So avoiding unnecessary distractions such as news media, TV, certain conversations, always be present and see and affirm the divinity in others, maintain a high ideal in all endeavors. And recently I was meditating on seeing and affirming the divinity in others and loving others. And sometimes human personalities we just don't agree with. So you have to just see their I am presence and talk to their I am presence. And that is a big help if you just see a whole bunch of I am presence all around the world and just address that spirit and not the human spirit. We must always maintain emotional balance and harmony and not succumb to any tyrannical points of view. We have to master our psychology. Study the Mirror University courses and Heartstreams to improve ourselves. The masters are teaching us if we listen and allow it to happen. The human ego is a mighty tyrant. We must first realize that we have to address this and win this battle through love, or our service may be tainted. The tyrants of this nation have corrupted our system through lies, manipulation, and greed. We must stay strong, vigilant, be truthful always, and always be truthful to our higher selves and from our higher selves, and call for divine justice. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. And that is challenging to me because many times I go through the day without calling on my I am presence, my higher self, my Father, Mother, God. I usually call it Father, Mother. But that is so important. We go through the day without thinking sometimes, just doing what seems, well, I think I'll do this next. Do we all always stop and ask? And then we are tyrannized internally or personally. So go ahead.
Though you may have fallen short of the mark in the past, this is your time to make your mark, to etch your divine future as the living fires of God love coalesce beauty, harmony, and peace in your world wherever you go. Yet to reach these states of equanimity, you, like Jesus, may be required to descend temporarily into hell to shine forth your light into the darkest of the regions of the underworld, to liberate some from the unreality into which they have fallen. Avoid being preachy or peachy by simply speaking with authentic care and concern for the well-being of all, especially the spiritual health of your family, friends, and community. If you observe others' burdens, pray for them and assign angels to assist them with exactly what they require as the perfect dosage of divine help. If you see darkness manifesting in your immediate environment, invoke the infinite love and joy of God to displace temporal anomalies by the radiance of the Holy Spirit and the presence of the living Christ. If you hear gossip or witness lies and untruths, stand in the light of cosmic truth until you feel its power overcoming the dissonance and insanity of hell, replacing it with the blessings of heaven in all directions for all to feel and know. It is often in dealing with the little annoyances of your lives that you actually overcome major inner or outer schisms that you caused in past lives. For the energies of spirit are always working toward your self-realization and victory. If you shy away from today's challenges, what will you do when more intense initiations pursue you in order to balance the scales by paying the piper the last farthing of what you have stolen from life in the past? There is such an exactitude to the law of cause and effect operative in your world that you should simply give more than expected each day to accelerate your ascent in order to serve more radiantly and magnanimously all who require your love and light energies.
I'm going to call on Maria, and she's going to share with us what her thoughts are on the following. Maybe she'll even give us an example. When you take part in or hear gossip, witness lies or untruth, what should you do? Regarding the difference between a misunderstanding and a personal attack, do we always know the difference? Do we ever assume something that somebody was saying about us that may not be true? Maria?
I'm here.
Great.
Okay. That's a big handful, but I done the best I could. Rick, so I said, Saint Germain said we should stand firm in the light of truth. And of course, when we hear gossip, you know, there's a lot of untruth in there. Also in freedom and in justice, and justice, ready to defend the person who he defending, to make calls, make an assign angels to dispel the darkness, invoke infinite love and joy, and send it forth to bless others, even those who turn against you and curse you. Yes, you could replace the negative with heaven's blessing. The Holy Spirit is always there to help you. Like you say, we have plenty of heavenly help. To me, it's a stop, look, and listen time. Stop the ego from taking command of situation, like gossip, lies, etc. Sometimes you may want to put your 10 cents worth in it to make it more juicy. It's a temptation, but a stop on it right away. I thank you to help you be victorious. And look and listen for opportunity to set things straight with truth and understanding of how easy it is to create a false concept, create an error, or ruin someone. It is something we see happening in our nation today. It's something that makes us feel so bad to see those that stuff. But now we know what to do, according to Saint Germain, who has said, send that love, yes, and then listen to see what your higher self is telling you on how to handle situations. Sometimes it is better to be neutral, but we must speak the truth, let others see where there could be a misunderstanding, an error, a wrong or false concept. Do it diplomatically, as Saint Germain said, not preachy or pitchy. And look for opportunities to send things straight with truth and understanding. Well, how easy it is to create all this falseness and stuff, especially when we hear it happening in this country. And it hurts us because we want to live in peace and in love and in harmony with everybody else. So we must use the tools and advice that St. Germain told us to do. Replace a bad habit with a good one. If we have been engaging in gossip, etc., replace with being truthful, righteous. Say how you feel when someone direct gossip and lies about you. Make a pact with God by being honest, loving, and truthful at all times, and to serve others. Be courageous, impeccable with words. Make right choices. Let us make our auras bright. Make our angels happy. They love to see us do good works, and always St. Germain and Portia at our side to help us. That's what I got.
Very good, Maria. And I have noticed that sometimes when I'm questioning a situation and I ask my Father, Mother, God to show me the insights involved in it, I get a clear picture of something that was not in my mind at all. What should I do about
it? Well, that's fine.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, we'll move on.
Surely, dear hearts, it is time to make your final pact with God, to pursue your higher walk into the light, no matter what it takes in terms of sacrifice and surrender. It will be worth the temporary inconveniences of disciplining yourself to outlast the dark ones and to fully dissolve your untoward habits in order to live in a divinely acceptable state of consciousness, even a holy vibration of compassion and inner peace. The angels rejoice when each son or daughter of God overcomes one bad habit or develops a new positive one. Your heavenly muses smile when you become still and centered long enough to hear your own conscience, supported by them through their subtle suggestions of how you may more gloriously make your mark for the Lord in this current battle for the souls of humanity.
Yes, we are in a battle for the souls of humanity. And the fifth question here is, what is an example of a final pact with God? And why does Saint Germain tell us to do this? And do you know what little habits you must overcome at all costs now? How are you going to do this? And what kind of help is offered to us? Lenore, you may answer this number five question.
Okay. Well, what little habits? I think about a couple of habits that I've had for many, many years. And the first one is, you know, when someone pushes your buttons, and you react, I think that that's a really tough one. But so what I found recently that works for me now is I realized I don't have to reply. If someone says something, you know, and it's like, you know, you just immediately, you know, you want to react. It's like I just quietly in my head say, I don't have to reply. I don't have to reply. I don't have to reply. And by that time, you know, my higher self has realized, okay, you know, that's good. I've taken that stand. And then it passes. And it's like a little initiation that, you know, okay, pass that one. So I think, you know, that there will be a time when I'll have maybe a higher affirmation that I will give instead of, you know, that's kind of it's not probably the highest thing I could say, but it's working for now. So, and the other one is taking offense. It's kind of along the same line, but you know, you have a choice. If someone says something to you, you can take offense or not. But the higher way is to not take offense. And so I am saying to myself, this is only my ego. This is only my lesser self. I'm going to just jump right up into my higher self right now. And so it's just in that split second when you make that decision that, oh, yeah, this is just ego, you know. And so that's the pact for me, this is the pact, I think, that we can make that St. Germain is talking about. I make the pact with God that I am overcoming, and I am my higher self manifesting in my world. My lesser self, my human ego, is diminishing, is being subsumed into the light of my higher presence, and see that happen more and more. And so just, you know, making that determination, and I think St. Germain is saying it's so important that we make that ultimate decision, because he requires for us to increase in God consciousness now. Like he said at the beginning of the Heart Stream, you know, the fate of our nation practically depends on more of us, all of us, you know, coming into more God consciousness. So that is what I was thinking about that, and also with the kind of help that's offered to us. We've been speaking about that quite a bit tonight. And personally, the violet flame has been over the years miraculous. And I think sometimes I don't use it enough. And so this is a great reminder, because I know I have confirmation that, you know, of how effective it is, especially, you know, as I was talking about these relationship kind of things. I mean, the violet flame in a relationship, it's very doable. Saint Germain, the violet flame masters, angels, Elohim, all love to send the violet flame into our relationships. We just make that call. And that is such a tremendous boon. So thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Lenora. That was great. Appreciate that. I might mention you can visualize the violet flame many different times in many different places where you go. And it's very helpful. Like when you take a shower, you can see the spray coming down as violet and filling your body. Okay, we'll move.
Portia and I are with you in these trials and tribulations, lending you our helping hands and our mind's wisdom to make right decisions and to always attempt to utilize the highest choices for the greater good of all, including your own higher self. Be industrious, creative, and courageous. Be impeccable in your speech and intrepid in your resolve to carry on victoriously in this revolution of light, love, and levity. Though some will falter, not thee. Though some will doubt, not thee. Though some will surrender to the voices of darkness, not thee. For the deity is always nigh, if you will simply look up and live as the true sons and daughters of God who you are. I am with you throughout this cycle of life, during which all of you are building bridges and highways to the Aquarian city on the hill. Yea, the new Jerusalem, come unto earth, where all will live in perfect harmony, brother sisterhood, and peace. I am your Aquarian master, leading you to all love every hour. And I thank you.
Thank you, Saint Germain. I want to give you a little summary tonight of some of the reasons why we are being expected to raise the bar. In other words, come up higher than where you have been. Do a little more. Get a little bit more ready. Study the scriptures. Study what the masters have said and practice applying it. Just here's some reasons. This last week, the cabal's harp weather manipulation rained across the globe, where there were floods, earthquakes, intentionally caused against the cabal and via a military operation. So there's two sides going on here. We have weather manipulation, and then we have floods and earthquakes intentionally caused against the cabal by the military that blew up the CIA and the Chinese Communist Party strongholds recently. Now, what I'm reading from is something called the Restored Republic. It's by a woman named Judy Byington, MSWLCSW therapist, journalist, author. She's a very interesting person, and she acquires a lot of information by sleuthing, and she has a number of people working with her. So she says, watch the water. In Germany, during the floods, there were over 600 baby corpses that washed up into homes and rivers. The Hague in the Netherlands saw 1,400, even more than in the UK. It is said that the children weren't native to the country where they were found, and their deaths weren't even caused by the flood. The bodies assumedly came from a vast system of underground tunnels that connect worldwide and house the deep state international child sex trafficking ring and adrenochrome production for the elite powers that be. There's a satanic network that has been run by the Vatican and paid for by U.S. taxpayers through the CIA, the very system Trump and the Earth Alliance have been or were in the middle of taking down. Chaos and destruction was caused and has been caused and is being caused by floods, droughts, tsunamis, earthquakes, which continue to inundate countries worldwide. On Wednesday, the 28th of July, China's Three Gorges Dam may have collapsed, although news coming out of China has been censored. If so, it put 400 million people at risk, not to mention the dangers of 27 nuclear reactors housed beneath that dam, alongside Bitcoin headquarters, which would also be destroyed. The droughts and the floods were causing crop failures while meatpacking facilities were being shut down, supposedly because of COVID. Cattlemen were selling their herds off early because of lack of feed, and U.S. farmers were receiving letters from Biden's Department of Agriculture offering cash to dispose of their crops that we would never receive in our stores, all of which were bound to lead to food shortages and a global financial implosion. Meanwhile, people were urged to stock up on at least 3 weeks of food and water. We've been urged to do this by a number of sources of alternative news online. We were promised something called the new Starlink Internet system, possibly by the end of the month, about the time the general public would be able to exchange over with their banks. All kinds of things are happening with our money that we don't have time to go into, but you can be praying for that to straighten out. On Wednesday, the 28th of July, some of the news came out that after the emergency broadcasting system that we may have soon, we will have eventually 10 days of mainstream media blackout. And that may be all through 24 hours or 24-hour days, 7 days a week. And do we go back to normal business as usual? After the emergency broadcasting system and the 8 hours long 24/7 movies that will come out, everything will supposedly change. These are all rumors, actually. Some of this stuff you can look up. The life support attached to the old and evil systems will eventually be pulled by the good guys, the church, the Earth Alliance. See, we have the Earth Alliance and the Patriots working on our behalf. That's another big story that I would love to go into, but we don't have time for all of that. But if any of you want to know more about some of this going on and what websites to look for the news, give me a call. Anyway, the Earth Alliance says old systems of government, education, finance, and health, trade, and commerce will all be dismantled and replaced. Now, Q is a specific branch of the military, and it has the highest clearance of intel. Q, or QUEL, means source number. It actually means it's actually in the Bible, in which they claim that there are 777 books that were many of them removed by the Vatican so they could maintain control, and they only gave us 66 books. A lot has been found when the Vatican was not long ago raided by the good guys. So we will find out eventually. But QAnon or Q keeps saying, get ready soon. If you ever read their website, most of the time, alternative news sources go there and read them and explain them to us. So going on, most likely the deep state will shut down or try in this war all communications when the classified information begins to be declassified. During this time, they will stage fake riots to convince the public that the Trump supporters are angry because the plan is not working. During this time, the military will be sent to various locations, but the deep state in the end will not be in control of the troops. Special operations will be activated to shut down the riots and to take control of the government. The deep state will be trapped in the biggest sting operation the world has ever seen, according to the Patriots. There's a lot of military intel or intelligence on floods. According to Trump, the underground, deep underground military bases were connected worldwide. They used technology that was not available to those on the surface of Earth, such as free energy, magnetic levitation, transportation, and highway systems. Their ability to move massive cargo overseas can be done in minutes and hours. These underground and underwater transit systems were really the bloodline of the deep state bad military operations. Much of this covert war has been fought underground, underwater, and on the water. Another underground headquarters for adrenochrome and Bitcoin was in China's massive Three Gorges Dam, which may be gone, we don't know yet. There's a place called CERN in Switzerland. The CERN deep underground military bases was supposedly the CIA headquarters, the bad CIA. Was CERN the mother of all deep underground military bases? They were identified as the secret entrance to the CIA's underground headquarters under Lake Geneva in Switzerland. Consequently, the CIA headquarters under Lake Geneva can only be reached by subways from CERN and by submarines traveling through a 275-kilometer subway tunnel that apparently begins in Genoa, Italy, and ends in Lake Geneva. And there's much more information and websites I could give you on that. If you want, just call me. Is it true that when Arizona 2020 presidential election audit is announced, there might be false flags, like blaming Russia for internet hacking? False flags may invoke or start riots all over the United States. If the internet goes down and you see people starting to riot in the streets, the rioting, remember, is basically a bait to plunge the U.S. into a civil war. We have the deep state, which wants to cause a civil war. All patriots, according to Q, must stay indoors. The U.S. military will handle, the good U.S. military will handle the rioters. And they are all for peace and prosperity. It's possible that we're going to have a bumpy ride. Planes and trains may be grounded. Lights and power could be switched off. There could be a changing over to a Tesla free energy. There happen to be approximately 34 satanic buildings and dams that are supposedly being bombed or removed or closed. There are Bitcoin servers who were turned off or no longer able to deal with Bitcoin. 99.5% of crypto is gone. There is a possible World War III scare event. There are nuke sirens, water events happening all over. There may be a stock market crash. There may be global martial law. So these are some of the things that we may have to deal with. Some of the patriots say that dominoes will start falling and it's going to go fast. Get ready. The PCR tests have since been proven fake and have been stopped by the CDC. This means all stats and numbers have been fake since the beginning. It means all positives and deaths are faked as well, and not from COVID. The COVID hoax really is over, but nobody knows that because most people listen to the mainstream news and read the mainstream newspapers. There's even another story about how the Chinese Communist Party, or the CCP, is being wiped out, but we'll hear about that later. And that's because the Federalists, the other side, the other party, which were not communists, but they were in China, are working with the Patriots. Regarding Mr. Trump and big tech, late on Tuesday, the 27th of July, there were complaints filed with amendments in lawsuits against large technology companies such as Facebook Incorporated, Mark Zuckerberg, Twitter Incorporated, Jack Dorsey, Google LLC, Sundar Pichai. Since the initial filing on July 7th, nearly 65,000 Americans have submitted their stories about censoring via the Partnership for Constitutional Litigation of the Institute of First Policy America on the website. That means all these people are involved in a big class action suit with President Trump against big tech, who are filling us with lies and removing anything that we put, basically just stopping free speech. There's a wake-up call. According to Peter Meyer, a government, I won't go into what he is, but he says a government-manufactured crisis is occurring. The elite powers that be needed a pandemic to shut down all countries. Now they have one. More than 3 billion people around the world are in lockdown. Countless businesses have had to close down and go bankrupt. And social distancing from the invisible COVID-19 enemy is the new norm. This is unprecedented in human history. The politicians are doing exactly what they do when they plunge us into war. These are the deep state politicians. The governments are closing down entire economies. They and the media have declared war. And just as they let us have one war after another without an exit strategy, so too is their lockdown strategy. Crime rates have been skyrocketing. If you listen to President Trump or some of the alternative news, you will get the actual statistics. They're skyrocketing because the little guy can't pay his rent and his bills. This is part of it. These politicians tell us all what to do because they don't have to worry about their salaries. They steal our money under the banner of taxes. You cannot put millions of people out of work and then expect this not to explode in a way that has never been seen before in history. The markets are going down, and they only supported the stock market with trillions of fake dollars created out of thin air for which there's no backing. But this will all be explained, and you'll see what is really happening soon. Now, there is something that's come up recently called graphene oxide. Some sources are saying it's in all vaccines and it makes the vaccinated a walking time bombs. Other sources are saying it's mainly coming from the masks that have been printed out by the millions. That it's in the masks, and if you keep that mask on, you're breathing in some graphene oxide. Graphene oxide is a poison. And what it does is little tiny particles get into your bloodstream and they cause bleeding. When you have bleeding, you get clots. That's part of it, part of the way we're made. So people are having blood clots, which is causing many, many problems depending on where they end up in the brain, the heart, or the lungs, or wherever they end up. People are experiencing after the shots, they're experiencing a type of like Parkinson's disease where they shake all over and can't stop. They're experiencing epileptic seizures. They're experiencing heart attacks, all kinds of problems. And we see, if you watch the alternative news, you can see the pictures and read the stories of hundreds and hundreds of them. They assume that the graphene oxide has been used in all vaccines, including tetanus, meningitis, children's vaccines. I don't assume that, however. I'm giving my opinion here. I think it's mainly in the masks. There are a lot of scientists now. These are positive scientists, good guys, that are doing analysis. They've been able to get a hold of some of the vaccine sources and study it. And they're finding out some amazing stuff about what is in our systems now. There's the Storm Rider also has a group called CFC, Controlled Foreign Corporation, has been able to infiltrate top elite Hollywood companies and agencies, and is working with the Department of Homeland Security to find out what's going on and how to end what's going on in Hollywood. They're helping Britney Spears and so forth, who was kind of a prisoner of her family. That's another story. But these important witnesses have firsthand accounts and evidence of pedophilia, satanic rituals going on, adrenochrome drugs, industry sales, and full information on Hollywood's 120-year reign on human trafficking and connections to the FBI's full involvement in the century-long dark operation into the satanic cults connected to Bohemian Groves, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, and worldwide operations. And there's much more we could go into there, but it's not very pleasant. But these are reasons why we have to be praying and disciplined in our daily spiritual life and growth. So we can be praying and aware of these things, turning them over to God, calling in the angels, surrounding people that we hear about that are truly being harmed with love and light. Some of the quantum or the Q warriors say that the quantum computer is now activated, and there's going to be a new computer system called the quantum financial system, and it will change everything that's going on this planet. We will be gold-backed. We will no longer have paper money or money that is worthless. This all started back in 1871 after the Civil War, and we were running low on income, and so we borrowed from the City of London, or their business people there, and from the Vatican. And we owed so much money that it's been finally paid off, actually, or it's under control anyway by the Patriots and QAnon, or the Q people. Kaylee McEnany said recently, she said, soon, at any moment, there's going to be a turn of events that will trigger the unbelievable. Our government will be invalidated. Biden, Harris, members of Congress, and some of the Supreme Court will be removed. There will be a temporary coup d'etat with new elections, a new beginning. The Freedom Warriors, who are patriots, and there are many groups of patriots that call themselves freedom this and that, they say that, and they have, I have websites for all these if you want them. The snakes are coming out. The masks are beginning to fall off. The Chinese biological laboratory in Wuhan is owned by GlaxoSmithKline, which also owns Pfizer, the one who makes the vaccine against the virus, which started at the Wuhan Biological Lab, which was funded by Dr. Fauci, who promotes the vaccine. GlaxoSmithKline is managed by the finance division of BlackRock, which manages the finances of the Open Foundation Company, which is Soros Foundation. George Soros, I'm sure you've heard about him, which manages the French AXA. George Soros owns the German company Winterthur, which built a Chinese laboratory in Wuhan and was bought by the German Alliance, which coincidentally has Vanguard as a shareholder, who coincidentally is a shareholder of BlackRock, which coincidentally controls central banks and manages about a third of global investment capital, or did. BlackRock is also a major shareholder of Microsoft, owned by Bill Gates, who coincidentally is a shareholder of Pfizer, which, remember, sells a miracle vaccine, and coincidentally is now the first sponsor of the World Health Organization. Now you understand how everything is connected with the deep state, and how a dead bat sold in a wet market in China, has infected the whole planet. So remember that the president said, remember the president said that all hospital equipment will soon be obsolete by the end of the year. No more chemo, radiation, etc. Many advances and inventions have been made by doctors, some of them who have been knocked off, just like Tesla was years ago. These are coming out. He said there will be something called med beds, UV light therapies, and much more that will not be harmful to people when they're being treated for cancer or other disease. He says hospitals and schools will be ripped apart. No need for medical research when you have 6,000 cures handed to you that Tesla already had. So there is much more coming in that line. Just to mention, we were talking about earlier that there's a tornado warning in the Baltimore area, which we need to pray about tonight. But there are floods, fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, possible tsunamis are occurring in the following countries right now, today. Bangladesh, Turkey, Pakistan, Ireland, and I'm not going to read to you all the details, but they're horrendous. If you get on Telegram, which is online, and I can tell you how to get on that if you want to, it shows pictures of cars floating down streets in Germany and a number of other places. Also in Japan, they're in the middle of a tropical storm there. In China, we don't know yet what's happened regarding the Three Gorges. Mexico, heavy flooding in Nogales, Sonora. In Russia, it says a river in Russia mysteriously turned red, and Russia has begun mobilizing troops and tanks along the Afghanistan-Pakistan border. On Australia, there's a Perth state of emergency extended until the middle of August. In Iran, secret files show alleged Iranian plans to sink ships using cyber attacks. And there are many amazing things that are not very happy for us to hear in Iran. In Pakistan, due to a horrific cloudburst, there was a flood. There was a huge flood in the capital. Freak monsoon storms have been striking Islamabad, with rainfall sweeping cars down the streets there. So there, and also in Indonesia, and in Arizona, a Maricopa County Sheriff's Office Aviation Unit rescued a driver and his companion from the roof of their vehicle after being stuck in floodwaters. Utah, that's another story. They're having flash floods there. In California, the power grid is threatened and residents are asked to set their conditioners at least to 78 degrees or higher. A storm is expected in Atlanta, Georgia right now. In Alabama, New York City right now, there are hundreds of Alabama coal miners staging protests outside Black Rock in New York City, the Black Rock headquarters. So those are a few of the things besides all of the talking about what's going to happen with this new variant, such as Delta variant. Every country has a different name for the new COVID variant. I'm just going to mention that there are numerous treatments that work to kill all viruses, and the variant is not what it's being cooked up to be. So do not be afraid. Even in the scriptures, it says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." As long as you realize that and claim that and don't have fear, the angels are attracted to you and want to help you because they know you'll work with them. I might mention that some of these treatments are these. You may want to write these down. I have about six or seven. Oregano drops or capsules. Ivermectin. Hydroxychloroquine. Pine needle tea. Chlorine dioxide, which is an effervescent tablet you can drink. one doctor in Mexico shares that he's cured every single person, over 100 people, with chlorine dioxide that had positive or that were apparently dealing with COVID-19. And he did this with babies as young as 6 months to adults as old as 104. So then we have dandelion leaf extract. You can read about that on Natural News with, remember his name? Mark Adams, anyways, his last name. L-lysine. These several scientists discovered that when you take the amino acid L-lysine and you put anything on it that's from a COVID person, it dies. Nothing happens. Nothing grows. No viruses will survive on lysine. Lysine is dirt cheap, and you can buy it at Walmart. If you want to take that a couple of times a day, that may be one of the ways to protect yourself. In some cases, pharmacies are being paid not to honor prescriptions for these, for some of these things like ivermectin that is supposed to require a prescription. But in the meantime, there are medical contacts that want to help you. The director of the Magnificent Seven, Dr. Bill Deagle, he has developed the first line of defense kit that is now available for effectively and safely treating COVID-19 as well as any variant as rescue for removing the mRNA, he has that rescue, and restoring the body and mind for those who have taken the COVID shots. Go to the Deagle-network.com and learn all that you can about that. He has a lot of good information. His phone number is 1-888-212-8871. Again, that's 1-888-212-8871. Or you can contact online myfreedoctor.com. And they will send you a treatment for whatever you cannot easily get elsewhere. Also, avoid 5G contact. 5G is involved with many cell towers in many places, and it lowers your immune system. And when the COVID-19 first came out, they discovered that it was highest in all 5G areas. And the Chinese immediately removed their people and the 5G contact from them. I guess that's what they did. And immediately the people all got well. The Chinese, or Wuhan, where this all started, the Chinese people were not much affected by it. Then, just lastly, frontlinemedicaldoctors.com. You may go there to learn all about these things. It's a wonderful website, and you can learn all you need to learn from that. And one last thing I will say is that don't forget that Mother Omega, who came, I think, on May 26th, she said, "I bring a great light, a cosmic energy into play now within the earth that is the dissolving of these dark seeds that have entered the body temples of many millions of souls through what they have accepted, what they have received at the behest of these dark spirits. And through the injections by three pharmaceutical companies." Actually, there's four. But two of them were combined. And she says, "As you give my rosary, those other divine mothers, as my representatives among the mothers of heaven, will carry this light throughout the earth to all people of all cultures, engendering a great miracle." And she says, "Jesus, the great Christic light being, stands in the atmosphere also to support this dispensation and grace. And he sends a cosmic ray unto every individual who is tied to his heart, the understanding of the Christic seed within him and within them. And through this ray, this microscopic black imprint is consumed." So this is a wonderful thing to pray for everyone you know, especially anybody who needs help in the area of their health. And of course, if you need to learn more about eating correctly for your own health, call contact me, because I mentioned this before, and I have a health food store, and I study health a lot, and have a lot of people calling me, and I can help you nutritionally the best I know how, and I'll pray with you. So feel free to call me about your health, and be praying for these things we mentioned. This is why the bar has been raised, because people are suffering all over the world. And there is this war going on that is not a lot of shooting. There's a lot of stuff happening that we don't see, and yet there are also things that people are going through right now that they do see that is pretty painful, especially the children. Some of the alternative news sources say, what we are doing is for the children. This is for the sake of saving the children of this planet. There is a man named Klaus Schwab who states, we can't have on our planet more than 5 million people. Where there's right now there is 7.8 billion people, and he wants to greatly lower our population. And he is in cahoots with Bill Gates and a number of other power elite, powers that be, elite sources, leaderships, leaders in some of our countries, and governments that are not a good thing. So with that, I'm going to close, and we will invite all of you, if you want to stay and want to offer any more information or ask any questions, but most of all, pray with us. We have a few people lined up to pray with us, and you are welcome to join us in prayer, either to lead some of it or to listen and be prayerful and know what we're praying for, so that you can continue to pray in the following weeks. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Barbara, you can take over.
Well, that was quite a lot to take in, Donna. thank you, everyone, for being with us tonight. We thank beloved Saint Germain for giving us all these encouragement and these teachings to help us to keep on keeping on. I'd like to let you know about upcoming events in the Heart Center. We have several wonderful programs that are going to be coming along soon. My husband, Philip Gabbert, is going to be teaching a class 3 Thursdays in a row on the development of the U.S. Constitution, starting August the 5th. Next Thursday is the 5th, the 12th, and the 19th. Those three nights. If you go to the Heart Center website, you can find out how to register for this important class to learn what do our founding documents actually say, and learn some of the history of how these documents came about and why they're still relevant to us today. Now, we also have a Meru University class on Sunday, August the 15th. From 10 a.m. to 11:30 Mountain Time. The title of it is Moria, Kasumi, and Dwal Kul on Our Solar Biofield, How the Aura, Chakras, and Glands Work in Unison. That sounds like a really exciting topic to me, and I'm looking forward to hearing what the masters have to say about that. Also, you can go to the Heart Center website and sign up for that program, too. Then the next thing coming up is a prayer vigil for planetary freedom and enlightenment. Our autumn equinox Global Prayer Vigil. This will be another Zoom class that we'll be having September 17th through 19th via Zoom over our website. And you can go on the Heart Center website and sign up for that. So we have a lot of wonderful upcoming programs, prayer vigils, and then we have, of course, we have our regular meetings that we have with various groups around the country. Donna Dregan has a number of groups that she does, and then we have our regular broadcasts every morning from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Central Time, 7 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Mountain Time. And those broadcasts are free. You can tune in every day if you like and participate and help us and give prayers and songs together with other heart friends. And we invite you to do so.